under a tree at a rural high school in southwestern Nigeria. A special group of children sing a special traditional song. Its lyrics in Yoruba boast about the community's ability to have twins. And that's rather appropriate here, for the children singing are all twins. This is Igbuora, a small rural town which has an astonishing number of twins. It's the self-proclaimed twin capital of Nigeria, perhaps, they hope, even the world. And you get an idea why at this school.
It's a huge number of students. You're the head teacher. Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
From your estimation, how many sets of twins do you have?
About 20 sets.
20 sets of twins. Good morning. My name is Peter. I'm from the BBC. How are you? Right. I have a question for you. If you're a twin, if you have twins in your family, whether your siblings are twins or your parents are twins, put your hands up. Oh, wow. That's literally the entire school. Remarkable. Everybody has their hands up.
Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service. I'm Peter McJob, and I'm here to investigate Nigeria's twin towns, two communities that have different views of twins, which for some has meant the difference between life and death.
Good morning. What do you come to do?
The global average birth rate for twins is around 12 per 1,000 births. But in Igbuora, it's reported to be about 45 per 1,000. And just on the morning we arrive, we hear another pair of twins has been born at the local clinic. The wards are just single-story concrete rooms arranged around the courtyard. The painted walls are faded, though the nurses look pristine, dressed in pink with white headscarves.
One is like a maternity ward, a postnatal ward. A group of women just lie down on beds, looking exhausted. The mother of twins is surrounded by friends and family, and they've invited me to come close and see the twins. Wow, they're beautiful babies, twins, all both dressed in pink, one with a blue hat, the other with a red hat. And literally, I'm just smitten by these beautiful babies. They are absolutely adorable.
Twins' names are predestined. In Yoruba culture, irrespective of gender, the older twin is called Taiwo, the one that tests the world. The younger is called Kehinde, meaning the one that came after. Their mother is also a twin. She's a Taiwo, and she looks pretty shattered.
Dad, Ayoni. I just don't come
in. She said, easy peasy, is all she said. But with her facial expression and the idioms she used, I'm guessing it wasn't a walk in the park. So right now we have an entire generation here. There's the great-grandmother who's given birth to a set of twins. There's the grandmother who's also had a set of twins, including the mother of today. Here's the mother. She's a twin. And now we have another set of twins right here. Arrived this world a couple of hours ago. Remarkable. I'm not going to try to speak to the great-grandmother. Basically, she's saying that's how we do it here. Since I've been a child, we give birth to twins here. It's a norm. It makes our town special. It makes us proud, you know, and we love them. We love our twins. They bring us wealth. Absolutely, people get disappointed when they don't have twins because it's the thing here. It's almost like you're bragging right, and everybody desires them.
An old, weary-looking doctor walks in. It turns out he himself is a twin.
I'm Dr. Arut Jani, Olugbo Medical Center.
I see you've been busy. I can see blood stains on your boots.
Yes.
Your clothes are all covered up in blood.
Yeah.
You've been busy this morning as well.
Yeah. This year, we've gotten like 4 sets of twins. We have twins very often.
Has it always been this way? Twins? Twin deliveries?
In my childhood, there are a lot of twins. All through my ages, there are a lot of twins. So many.
But, says Dr. Tijani, in relatively poor rural areas like this, with limited resources, having twins can have risks.
Most women, they enter pregnancy with low nutrition. And the babies, when they are two, they take more from the mother. So there are more mortality with them. Although they are smaller, they are easier to deliver. But then, because they take so much from the mother, and the mother has not much, the mother are very weak, and sometimes they are anemic. So they are not as fit.
Yeah, but has there been a lot of mortality rates in the course of...
I think it's higher. It's higher with them. But then, nature is kind. The mothers are always endowed with, you know, high-performing breasts. So they have breast milk. People are always kind to the mother of babies, of twins. They always give them a lot of gifts so that they find it easier to take care of the babies.
So why are there so many twins here? According to oral folklore, the village was founded in the 14th century by an exiled prince of the Oyo Kingdom who was told to make specific offerings to the gods in pairs. And in return, the village was blessed with twins. Of course, it may just be genetics. After all, the wider region also has a very high twin birth rate. Many locals, though, have a more intriguing explanation. They say it's because of a dish of okra leaves called ilasa.
Okay, so this is the ilasa leaves.
Yes.
Looks a bit like spinach, but not quite spinach.
In a dusty side street lined by small mud and concrete houses with iron roofs, a group of women, including the grandmother of the new twins, sit by a stove, cooking up a concoction. Okra leaves are added to a pot of boiling water, along with salt and spices, locust beans and melon seeds. The water, they say, is crucial to its magic powers.
If they want to cook it, they have to take water from this place to that place.
Yes, if they want to cook it in Lagos, they have to take water here to Lagos before they cook it. They can't cook it with the water in Lagos.
Just looking around, I can see four sets of twins, all dressed in the same clothes. Does both the man and the woman have to eat this to have twins? Just say it doesn't matter whether it's both partners that eat it or one of them. Once anybody eats it, the twin process has started. Okay, so the moment of truth is here. They're about to serve me a portion of the famed ilasa stew. It's green and it smells nice. I mean, it's not something that I would usually go for. So, it's a unique taste. Clearly, it's an acquired taste. It's one of those things you get used to eating. Yeah, looks like the process has started. I guess, who knows, I might become a father of twins. Not sure what Mrs. McJob thinks about that.
I should say, the cause of many multiple births is a genuine subject of study in Nigeria. Only a minority of twins born here are identical, the result of one egg being fertilized and then dividing. The majority are non-identical, caused by multiple eggs being released and fertilized at the same time. Some researchers have investigated whether natural chemicals in the local food, like ilasa, or perhaps even the local yams, might make women produce multiple eggs. The traditional ruler of Igboara, Oba Jimo Olajide, says he's waiting on scientific studies, and guess what? He's also a father of twins.
Currently, there is no definite answer to why we are having it. Food has been tested, water has been tested, the air has been tested. Many people have told you so many things that if you do A, B, C, D, you will have twins. But my own side of the story now, if you ask me, is more or less hereditary. But we need to unravel what is responsible for this concentration of multiple births. I know the research will soon come out, the result. My vision for this town is to see us holding that world record of the highest multiple births environment in the whole world. And those things that will follow will be tourism, something like tourism, hotel business, because this is an intangible asset.
Yes.
But it's unique to us that we are having them nearly all the houses in this town.
The town recently launched an annual international twin festival. Many hope all the attention will lead to real benefits for the whole community. Professor Akinyola Kehinde Akinlebi is the rector of the State College of Agriculture and Technology in Igbuora. And you guessed it, he himself is a twin and he's the father of twins.
I will look up to a situation where we can add value to our health centers, to our hospital. The facilities there are archaic, they are old. So I'm appealing that maybe if through these twins we can bring state-of-art equipment to that hospital that we has childbirth or taking care of children.
Reduce maternal mortality.
Yes, maternal mortality being reduced. So that will be a source of joy to the community and the neighboring towns because everybody will surely benefit from that.
But, says Professor Akinlebi, there are already some real benefits to being a twin here, which in fact might also encourage a genetic preponderance for multiple births. For twins have a special place in Yoruba culture. They are venerated almost as deities who bring good fortune and protection. People present twins and their families with gifts, money, and offers of help. All that encourages people to marry those from twin-producing families.
Everybody wants to have twins. That's the in thing now. So, and the thing they see, that if you marry a twin, you are likely to have, it's very high. So whoever is already a twin means the person has that gene. So if I marry that person, it's likely to have twins. People have done it. It has worked for them.
Is there any stigma to not being a twin or some element of jealousy when a woman gives birth and they are not twins?
Yes, there is, but just in a comic way, not a serious way. They would just call her lazy woman. You couldn't have twins. They would just laugh it up. Not like a stigma, but they just tease the woman, get up, laugh over it, and move on.
Such is their status that despite the adoption of Islam and Christianity, the traditional worship of twins is still a big thing. Kehinde, our local guide, is a twin. She takes me to witness a ritual offering to the twin gods at a shrine in her family's community.
What is so special about twins?
Twins brought a lot of things, good news, good things for them, in which they didn't expect. So that makes everybody be happy of twins.
Do you feel like you are a deity?
If I need anything that I'm knowing, if I'm in a position that I cannot handle by myself, or if I go through that worship, I'll be able to handle it. That's why I'm specially blessed by God.
So you think you're specially blessed?
Yes.
And so right now we've been given access by the priestesses to come into the shrine and see the deity of the twins called Orisha Ibeji. And I can see wooden figurines. They're about 6 inches tall, and they've been lined up next to each other. Two sets of male, two sets of female, dressed up in traditional outfit. It's now they're pouring palm oil onto the shrine. The local priestess is putting beans in front of them. She's offering them beans, just like the twins would be offered beans in real life. They eat a lot of beans.
Given the twins' place in society here, you can understand why many women, including Kehinde, feel it's so important that they continue the twin tradition.
Are you still planning to have children because you are hoping that you will have twins?
Yes.
And if you don't have twins, would you be disappointed?
I'll be disappointed.
Why? Children, I mean, you love your children right now.
Yes, I love them.
And they are not twins.
But they are not twins. But I'll still be disappointed because it's the twins I need.
But as we'll find out after the break, in another part of Nigeria, twins are a source of fear, not joy. Welcome back to the documentary with me, Peter Makjob. I've come to an orphanage about 600 kilometers from Igbuora, near the capital Abuja in central Nigeria. The Vine Heritage Home cares for around 200 children. It's run by Pastor Olushola Stevens, a short, wiry man with a kind face and small graying beard. For almost 3 decades, he and his dedicated team have rescued twins who've been rejected by their own community.
Oh, wow. So this is the smallest baby's room.
So I'm basically looking, there's about two dozens here with a lady bottle feeding one of the children. Some of these children, they have a beautiful smile on their faces. Some are learning to cross. A couple of them are asleep. Some of them are in tears. The ones together, those are twins.
Yeah, we have some twins.
What's her name?
Palina.
Palina, hello. Come say hello. Hey, oh, wow. She literally reached out to me when I reached my hand out to carry her. She latched on. Hello, Paulina. How are you? Oh, she's so cute. Oh, wow. This pulls your ass strings.
In the mid-1990s, Pastor Stevens was working as a missionary among the small Bassa Komo community in the remote countryside outside the then newly built capital, Abuja. On his travels, he was told that some villagers considered twins to be evil and carved clay altars to keep the evil twin spirits at bay. He heard, too, that twins were dying in mysterious circumstances, and there were rumors of infanticide. Such practices were not unheard of. Decades earlier, it was reported that a few different communities in southeast Nigeria shared such beliefs and killed twins. Most thought such practices had ended long ago. Pastor Stevens decided to investigate what was happening on his patch and was disturbed by what he found.
We started going from community to community, talking to them. Where are the twins? The normal response they will give is that the gods have killed them. But in fact, in some cases, that when they give birth to twins, what's replied, the mother will not breastfeed them.
So they die naturally?
They die naturally. But majorly what they do is that they have a concoction of certain roots from plants. They mix together, they give them to drink, and that thing, I call it a slow killer. Those children will never gain weight. Some villagers will put the parent under pressure. I had a woman, so when she had a set of twins, she kept them. She said the pressure was so much on me to submit those children for poisoning that she left her husband. And she ran to another village.
Why do they see twins as a problem?
I think I kept asking them why. The answers I got from majority of them is that when you have this kind of children, double or triple, they are evil, they are not normal children, and you get rid of them. Because they are going to bring you bad luck, they are going to bring you evil, so you don't allow them to live.
It's not clear why twins were seen as evil here. But perhaps long ago, it was linked to deprivation and increased risk of maternal mortality, which then became enshrined in traditional beliefs.
96% of those women in those communities don't have access to medical facilities. They don't have prenatal care. They don't have postnatal care. And in the process of delivery, even if they are not twins or triplets, the mother goes through lots of stress.
And the threat to twins, he says, was part of a wider tradition of infanticide linked to maternal mortality. A child whose mother died in childbirth or before they'd been weaned could face rejection or even death. Such children actually now form the majority of the rescued kids at the orphanage.
If the mother dies, they said the child is responsible for the death of the mother. That was the story of Miracle, the one standing there. We have buried them together.
So this young man stood by this doll?
Yeah.
That I'm looking at now?
Yes.
With a backpack?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So his mother passed at childbirth?
Yes.
And it attached him to the mother?
To be buried.
To be buried alive.
If he's not buried with the mother, leave that child in the room, everybody come, you wicked child, you kill your mother, nobody is going to care for you. No food, no water. Of course, after a few days, you die.
When you encounter these families, what does that do to you? Does it not outrage you? Do you confront them? Do you beg them? How do you do it?
It's a lot of pleading. A lot of pleading. You have to plead.
To an average listener, it sounds absurd. It defies logic. Has there been any moment where you've been able to ask those questions to them? To say, what are you doing?
When you ask them, the only response you get from them is that is our tradition. You can't query. That's our tradition. That's what our beliefs are. they are evil.
So, to change attitudes, the pastor and his team started by providing villages with medical care and wells to access clean water. He then managed to persuade villagers to hand over the children who were at risk. In the last decade, the Nigerian federal government got involved too and launched a big awareness campaign. Now the orphanage works with the NGO ActionAid on an outreach program funded by the European Union. As a result, says Pastor Stevens, villages have stopped the practice. Many now keep twins and babies whose mothers have died. And if parents are still worried or in trouble, they hand the kids over to the orphanage.
So we are in the countryside, outside of the Federal Capital Territory, Abuja. But this is one of the communities where twins are said to be at risk. Just looking around, you can see how deprived it is. Very modest building, most of the inhabitants, farmers. There's goats and cows trying to graze, but there's barely anything to graze upon. And it's scorchingly hot. It's really hot here.
I find a group of village elders sitting in the shade of a tree. They say things have changed, conditions have improved, but they deny any killings took place.
That is just a mere allegation. Why would somebody give birth and kill the child? Maybe if that practice existed before, he wasn't born then. He hasn't experienced that, he hasn't seen that happen.
But a couple who live in a nearby village agreed to speak.
I understand that in your community, twins are seen as bad luck. Is that true?
He said true. He said they don't keep their twins. They bring them out. And reason being that, based on their culture, they said twins are a problem. In his community, in those days, when women give birth to twins, they found it very difficult to take care of them. It was they were suffering a lot trying to take care of twins, and they don't have the resources to take care of them. That is why he believes they used to get rid of them. But they are more civilized now.
And how were the twins dying before?
Since before he was even born, twins used to die. So he keeps wondering why. There must be something wrong. It's not that they take a club and something and hit them with it. No. It's just that from a little sickness, you hear that they are dead.
He says his relatives had twins, all of whom got sick and died. So when 16 years ago, he and his wife had twins, they were worried.
When I gave birth and I saw I had twins, I knew we could take care of them. We wanted to keep them. But then one of them fell ill and we couldn't find a cure. And we were both very aware of what happened to my husband's family when they had twins. So I said, we have to do all we can to make sure our children survive. So we both decided the best thing will be to hand them over to the orphanage. I was happy. I was relieved to see them safe.
And from the start, they've come to the orphanage regularly to see them. Now, many other parents do the same. In fact, says Pastor Stevens, 27 children have grown up and accepted invitations to return to live in their families' villages. In a way, the orphanage children are much sought after. They've received a level of education that is unobtainable for most in their own community. But going home can be difficult.
For me, the first time me come in contact with my biological father was when I turned 18. My biological father showed up from nowhere. My reaction was, I never wanted having anything to do with him because...
So you were angry?
Yeah, I was angry because he abandoned me.
Femi grew up in the orphanage after his mother died in childbirth. Now, his father has been in touch and he's visited the community that at one point wanted him dead.
For me, it was like leaving my comfort zone. And when they saw me, they've come to realize that these children are not evil, but it just has to do with some diabolical beliefs that they have been holding on to. And and when I went back, I was amazed. I saw some twins with their own mom.
Oh, wow.
Even children who lost their own mom, their stepmom, their dad is taking care of them.
So it's almost like you are an ambassador to say that we are not evil.
Yes.
You know, if we are allowed to thrive, we can be amazing.
My plan is to go back, set up a school for them. Education is the key.
So, in a way, this has become a success story. Things have clearly improved, though occasionally, twins and motherless babies are still being handed over. Olushola Stevens' biggest hope is that one day his services will no longer be needed.
Would you say the job has been done, that infanticide within these communities is now a thing of the past, or are children still at risk?
Children are no longer at risk, but we want a situation where they won't even give me the infants. Okay. When the mother dies.
So they're still giving you infants?
They're still giving me infants when the mother dies. Because they are not killing outrightly, but somewhere in their heart are still afraid that if we keep them, maybe something will happen to us.
So the job is not
done. The job is not done. But I'm waiting for that day when somebody delivered twins, somebody lost his mother, and I'm not called to come and pick, or we are bringing the child. That would be a big wonder. We are finally out of this.
This edition of the documentary was presented by me, Peter McJobe. The producer was Alex Last.